of the Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we rejoice in you today. We worship you today, Lord. We thank you, God, that when we set our attention on you, Lord, you set your attention on us. When we focus on you, Lord, you choose to focus on us. You choose to do amazing things in our lives. So, Lord, we look forward to what you're going to do here today in our midst. God, I pray right now, Lord, that every heart and every mind would be able to be centered on you, focused on you, set on you, Lord. We just set aside all the distractions, all the rest of the shopping lists that we have to accomplish, all the things that we have to cook and bake. Lord, and right now we set our attention on you. We set our gaze on you. We set our sights on you. Lord, because you're worth it. You're so worth it, God. You're so worth all our adoration. You're so worth all our praise. Oh, we worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We just offer this time into your hands right now. This humble offering of praise. This humble offering of worship, God. The breath that you've given us in our lungs, Lord, for a little bit we give back to you.
Let's sing Joy to the World one more time. Let's put our hands together this time around. Come on, joy to the world.
And joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive.
Fields.
to the world.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And let every heart prepare in room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. We have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous sing.
Shepherds, why this jubilee?
Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? Say, what may the tidings be which inspire your heavenly song?
The voices.
See within a manger lay Jesus, Lord of heaven and earth. Mary, Joseph, lingerie with us sing our Savior's birth. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Love you this morning, Jesus. God, we worship you, Holy Spirit. God, we just give you praise and worship, Father God, for you came to this earth, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for that, God. Come on, let's just lift up our hands this morning. Father God, we welcome your Holy Spirit, God, to fully reign and rule in this place this morning. Father God, we pray right now, Jesus, that every heart, God, would be touched. Every heart would be changed and transformed by the renewing of your love, Father God, in our lives. Father, we thank you that this morning, that your love has no limits, your love has no bounds. Your word says that what can separate us from your love. And Father God, we just break, God, every chain off of our minds this morning. God, we break every chain off of our lives this morning. God, and as we lift up our hands, God, in a surrender to you, Father God, we pray, God, that you would take full reign over our lives. Take full reign over our hearts this morning, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. Just sing this to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. For unto us Savior was born to bring goodwill to men. Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord. For unto us a Savior is born to bring goodwill to men. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. For unto us a Savior is born to bring goodwill to men.
Just as the shepherd and the wise men brought Jesus gifts this morning, let's just bring Jesus our heart. Let's bring him our worship. Let's bring him our praise this morning. Come on, this is just a time as a family of God together. Let's just come and let's just give him all of our lives right now, all of our praise. Come on, it's not about being entertained. It's just about worshiping him, amen. Oh, come on, let's sing that again to the Lord. Sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. For unto us a Savior is born to bring goodwill to men. Sing. Sing to the Lord. Sing to to us a Savior is born to bring goodwill to adore him. Oh.
come.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord.
For You alone,
for You. In Your presence, God, there's so much joy in Your presence. There's so much love here. There's so much peace in Your presence. Your minister, God, You're doing the work in our hearts, God. You're shaping us, You're molding us. Your purpose, Your will, Your ways, oh God. Jesus. Thank you.
on, no one else can love you like you love me, Lord. Sing it to the Lord right now.
Cause no one else can love you like I love you, Lord. Cause I was made unique in your heart. I was made to be your joy. No one else can love you like I love you, Lord. Cause I was made unique in your heart. I was made to bring you joy.
Sing it to the Lord.
No one else can love you like I love you, Lord. Cause I was made unique in your heart. I was made to bring you joy.
Now
I have a purpose. Now I have a destiny. You made me for your glory. You made me for
so much joy this morning that we were created just to give him glory, amen. That's the whole reason we were created, church, just to give God glory this morning. Come on, let's do that right now. Let's just give him glory. Come on, from the depths of your spirit. Come on, let's just give him praise. God, you're glorious, Jesus. God, we're fulfilling our destiny right now. We're fulfilling our purpose right now, Jesus. God, it's easy to ask ourselves what we were created for. What is my role in life? Well, right here, this is why we were created, right here, just to worship and to glorify God.
We glorify your name. We glorify your name, Lord. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you.
Sing it out.
glorify you, Lord. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you. We magnify you, Lord. We magnify you. We magnify you, Lord. And we will praise you. Sing it out. From the ashes, your love has brought us, and out of the darkness and into the light, and lifting our sorrows and bearing our burdens and healing our hearts. And to our God we lift up one voice, to our God lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. To our God we lift up one voice, to our God we lift up one song, to our God we lift up one voice, singing hallelujah. Have been broken and eyes have been opened, an army of dry bones is starting to rise, and death is defeated and we are victorious, for you are alive.
We're going to sing that verse again. Chains are broken.
Chains have been broken, and eyes have been opened, an army of dry bones is starting to rise, and death is defeated. We are victorious, for you are alive. To our God we one voice to our God. Lift up one song to our God. We lift up one voice, singing hallelujah to our God. We lift up one voice to our God. We lift up one song to our God. We lift up one voice, singing hallelujah.
Jesus, it is so awesome, God, this morning to come and just soak in your presence, Jesus. God, it is so awesome, Jesus, just to come and experience your glory. Jesus, we just love you so much this morning, Father. Jesus, we love your presence, Jesus. Father, we love you, God. We worship you, Holy Spirit.
No place I'd rather be. set a fire down.
Great shout of praise this morning. Yes, Lord, you're worthy, Jesus.
When we started the worship time, I think maybe it's the second song, I started getting this impression that there was someone here with a right ear. And I don't know if you can't hear out of it at all, or if it's just that it's, you know, somewhat blocked. But then as the service went on, and I don't get this that often, so I kind of said, well, that's maybe not, that maybe that's just me, you know. Then a little bit longer into the service, I saw that it was somebody that maybe had been hit with something in their early, kind of getting the childhood years. So if that's you, if you have a right ear that's having problems, or maybe you know somebody, maybe it's God just wants to touch that person right now, wherever they're at. If that's you, I encourage you to just come up. And we'll pray for it. God's not revealing this just so that we can, you know, just talk about it. He's revealing because he wants to do a miracle in that ear. Thank you, Lord. More than one person, my wife thinks. More than one person. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God is still in the healing business. It says that Jesus went about healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Well, Father, right now we ask, open this ear in Jesus' name. Ear be opened in Jesus' name. Open in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, based on the word of knowledge, open now in Jesus' name. Can you hear? You can?
Yes, I can hear that. Thank
God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, praise God. Your right ear? Thank you, Lord. Lord, open this ear now in Jesus' mighty name. Ear be opened.
Open.
Open. That's right, Harper. Open in Jesus' name. Can you hear? You can?
I can hear that.
You can hear that. Praise God. Hallelujah. One more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Open in Jesus' name. Be opened now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Can you hear?
I receive. Yes.
You can hear? It's better? Yes?
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give Jesus the praise, the honor. Glory goes to you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, to put an end to them. That means sickness, disease, injuries. So if there's something that you're sensing in your body right now that's not like God would have it be, maybe it's your back, maybe it's your heart, just take your hand and just put it right there. And the same spirit that was in Jesus Christ is in you as a believer. And just say, be made whole in Jesus' name. Life. We speak life right now in Jesus' name. Life in Jesus' name. Come against these allergies in my body in Jesus' name. Be gone. Be gone. Be whole, body, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Now we have our purpose, God. Now we have a destiny, God. You've made us for your glory. You've made us for your glory. You've made us for your glory. Man, I tell you what, before I knew God, I had no purpose. I had no destiny. I had no understanding of a future. I just thought life was going to just continue on until it ended. Boy, when I found Jesus, he gave me a destiny. He gave me a purpose. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a purpose. Thank you, God, for giving me a destiny. Thank you, Lord, that it's for your glory that I'm here, God. It's for your glory that I live, God. That's for each and every one of you. You are here for a reason. You're not here by accident. You're not here just by someone else's choice. Not by the will of man, it says. Not by the, even though you may say, well, my physical life, someone chose. But that's not what matters. Your physical life will end someday. What matters is the Heavenly Father chose you to begot you as his son, to begot you as his daughter. And you are chosen. You are chosen. You have a reason to be here, to be alive right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Christmas, that you came, Lord, so that we could have life and have it abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for Christmas, God, that you laid down your life, Lord, so we could take up a new life in God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for those healings. Thank you, God, for the healings that happened even after we prayed. Lord, you're touching those bodies right now, God. They're never going to be the same. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you have something, hon? You keep standing. Yeah.
For people. I just get the feeling that we need to pray for encouragement. That at this time of year, especially people that are alone or feeling lonely, even if they're in a family, that they need encouragement to their spirit. So if that's you, Would you just stand up where you're at? Come on, just be brave if it's you. And then have other people that are around, just stand around them if you guys would just do that. Praise the Lord. Yes, more. Just stand up if it's you, and then we'll have others come around you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just lift all of those that are standing that need encouragement right now, God. That, Lord, that you would just be their everything right now, God. Father, that you would just touch them, Lord. That you would bring a peace and a comfort to their hearts, Lord. Father, I thank you, God, because, Lord, you came not just to give us healing in our bodies, but healing in our emotions too, Lord. So, Father, we just speak to these that are standing, that are needing encouragement, God, that you would touch them, Lord, and that you would come in a real way this season, God, and just really, really minister to their emotions and their heart, God. Father, we thank you because here we're family, God. Here we know you and we love you, and we just pray, God, that you would just go in and that you would just be with them even more, God, that they would sense you even more in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So am I the only one that like gets like, oh yes.
I just want to say that it feels so scandalous in here today. Like, this is such a strange church, isn't it? Like, people pray for each other, and they actually, like people who are, like, solid and really strong in the Lord can be discouraged. Like, that's pretty scandalous. And I just get the sense that we are just people after God's heart because Jesus loves us with such a scandalous love. You know, he came, the King of Heaven came down in the smallest possible form, human form, in like the smallest that you can get, fetus size. That's how he came. That's how he chose to come. What a scandal for him to love us the way that he does. I also, you know, standing up here thinking, why would God love me? Like, look at all these things. Look at all these, you know, you can count. We have our own lists against ourselves, you know, our inventory. But God came and he loves us before we ever knew about him, before we were ever a fetus. He loved us. And he just loves us with a scandalous love. And I just feel really blessed to be part of this church and this house today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It's different with the lights down. You love it, huh? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This is a time where there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of stress. But the Lord is showing me that there's a lot of division. Division in our homes, division in families. And when we go to the other home or the other house and have holiday time with them, Christmas time or whatever, the Lord wants us to know that he goes before us and lights that path, lights that way, like the star of Bethlehem. So even though you might have that churning in your stomach, you might feel just like there's no peace and you're going through the motions, the Lord is saying, no, walk in my love, walk in the grace that I've given you, and know, just know that I go before you and you will be the light unto the nations. You'll be sharing his light and his love and his grace and his mercy. We say thank you, Lord, because you are the peacemaker. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And all things come through you, Jesus. All things.
Hallelujah. I too wish to share in his light. And his light is not the letter X. Please don't leave X. Please don't substitute Christ with the letter X in Christmas. We don't come to worship the letter X. We come to worship Christ. I'm not going to leave Christ out of Christmas. That's what it's all about.
Thank you, brothers.
That's right. Praise the Lord. I was going to say, for those of you who are maybe here for the first time, welcome to Church on the Move. But I really just want to say welcome to Family on the Move, because I just don't feel like a church. I don't. Do you guys? I mean, Family on the Move. I mean, if you guys don't know us like family, then just hang around afterwards and talk and share. And if you have somewhere to be, we'll do it maybe next week if you come and visit. But you know, we don't want to just do something here and then go and say that we've attended a service. If I ever do that, I want somebody to hit me in the head or kick me in the butt or something. You guys got that? Hold my feet to the fire. Sorry. I'm just being honest. I don't want to just go through the motions. I don't want to just take some time and say that, yeah, that meets our quota for this week. Oh, forgive us, Lord, for ever doing that before. Because we're gathering in the name of the righteous King, of the Savior of the world. And when you do that, he touches your heart. He touches your life. He changes you. You don't have to think the same. He renews your mind. He changes the way that you view the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to have just a few family testimonies. And I'll start with my wife and I, even though I didn't tell her we were going to do this. But yes, she didn't. Ah, on the spot. But we'll start off. Yeah. So it's just, are you guys just good to play through? Or it's good? Well, you have to share, so yeah. Yeah, don't you know? You don't know those things, huh? So, where's Tim? Tim, come on up. This is a family time. Stephen and Sarah, come on up. And, you know, everybody could gather up with us because we're family, right? Immediate family. What? Praise the Lord. I just want to thank God. Oh, there you go. Come on. I just want to thank the Lord for his goodness in our lives. That he has bought us back and purchased us from a life that was with no hope. And this year, he has just blessed me with a greater understanding of his love for me. That even though I walked with him for 30-something years, that this year I think I truly understood that he's my heavenly father. And I can call him daddy. I can call him my Abba daddy, my Abba father. And in that relationship, there's no fear, there's no condemnation, there's no shame. I just know that he accepts me. Just as he accepts Jesus. As long as I'm in Christ and I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to stay in Christ because there's nowhere else to go. Amen. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We want to thank the Lord this year. We have two new additions to our family. Ada Grace was born on October 30th. And Eliana Ray was born on August 15th. And God is so good. He, Yesenia could not have said it any better. He chose to come in the smallest form. And looking at these precious new additions to our family makes Christmas even more special for me this year, just because I see how vulnerable he chose to come to save a whole world. And how scandalous that is. I love that word. But he did it because he loves us. And he knew that's what he would need to do to capture us. And I want to be captured this year, don't you? Yes. So we want to say from our hearts to you that we love you. We're thankful for each and every one of you. And we are amazed at his glory and his heart for us. And we pray this year that you are just as amazed. And we thank you for everything that you do for us and how much you love us and care for us. And we're just grateful for each and every one of you. God bless you. God bless you this year at this precious time.
Amen. Amen. Stephen, you want to say something?
Yeah. What's up? Anyways, you know, with the new addition to my family, it's really just been an eye-opener to how much God loves us. And I know I've shared this before, but that unconditional love that he has for each one of us that really opened my eyes when my daughter was born, it's just a free gift to you. And he proved that by coming into this world and laying down his life for you unconditionally. Whether you love him or not, he loves you. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, he loves you because you're his kid. And that really strung true in my heart when I had my own kid, is no matter what she grows up to do, no matter where she goes, no matter what happens, I'm going to love her because she's my daughter. And that's how he loves us. And that's really been an eye-opener to me, to our family, and then to my personal relationship with the Lord. So,
amen. No. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Tim doesn't want to. What's that? Yes, amen. Let's see. I think David and Tanya are supposed to be here somewhere. Where'd they go? Oh, you want to say something? Come on up, hon. Yeah, and if there's someone here that maybe I haven't asked, but you still really feel that you want to give glory to God for this year, or maybe for just what he's done in your life, then amen. Come on up, Phyllis. She's getting ready to sit down.
I was supposed to share this a couple, 3 weeks ago. When we had communion, the first thing that came out of Pastor's mouth was, what do you pray for? And there was nothing I could say that I needed prayer for. I was grateful for the miracles that happened this year. But I did say, my husband and I are looking forward to what is going to happen this coming year. Because he just gave us so much this last year. And about 4 or 5 months ago, my husband went kind of belly up on the scrap metal. The gentleman that was giving us stuff and supplying us with our needs, he just stopped out of the blue. No explanation. 2 weeks ago, Saturday, we got a phone call from him. And he says, where have you been, Ken? Ken says, well, I've been waiting for your wife to call me. Well, I was supposed to call you. We're back in business for 2013. He's giving us everything like he did before. That's a start of what God's going to do for us.
That's right. Is David and Tanya not here? They what? Come on up, brother. That's fast? Wow. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. God bless you all. Merry Christmas.
One word has been spoken here today by Barb that no one else has talked about, and that word is peace. The angels came and they said, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Peace is in your hearts because Jesus is there. Amen. Jesus said, my peace I give you, my peace I leave with you. Look it up in the Bible. There's hundreds of verses that quote how peaceful we should be because we have Jesus. Amen. And if you don't believe me, next time you go to a relative, and I don't want to put down Christmas, but if they don't know Christ, just observe. Do they have peace in their heart? Are they talking about the bills that are going to happen next day? Christ said, don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough things of its own to worry about. So bring the peace of Jesus Christ wherever you go. And your light will shine, and people will come to you. Amen. And they'll say, I want what you have. What is it that you have? And tell them, it's the peace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes, come on. Praise the Lord. Do I give it to you, Cindy?
Oh, well, that's but okay.
I'm so thankful to have all of these kids with us here today.
I want to tell you what, in our pursuit for the Lord, don't ever give up. Don't ever waver in your faith because you never know what God's going to suddenly do in your life. I want to tell you that this is my daughter, Angela, my daughter, Mary Lou, my daughter, Connie. Do you think that 2 weeks ago I would know that we would be standing up here together? Never. No way. But I want to just tell you this, that in our pursuit of God, don't give up on praying for people. Do it in faith. It's His timing. He knows the heart. Mary Lou called me just a couple weeks ago, and of all of my four daughters, this is the one I've seen the least of. Yes, sir. She called me, and I'll tell you, we just poured our heart out to one another, and we were just so transparent. That's what I love about her. You can ask her anything, and she'll tell you the truth. She's totally so transparent. But she's been staying with us now for almost a week. And I'll tell you what, in Angela's home from school, our house has never been the same. And I want to tell you this, it'll never be the same again. There's something happening, and I'm telling you, Bill, just as you mentioned, when we have so much of Jesus in us, that light is like a beacon on a hill. And it has a tendency, it will draw people to you. And it's for His glory. It's for His purpose. And I want to tell you, these will never be the same again. I will never be the same again. And I have such a precious wife who is just so tender, and she's just so basic and plain. That's what I love about her. And she just loves to cook for people and so forth. But I just want to give God the praise and the glory for what He's done in our lives, all of our lives right here. There's been deliverance that's been taking place here. There's been healing. There's been wounds that are being healed. And we just give God the glory. Thank you, Father. We just praise you, Father. And I declare right now that this is not the end. But I declare that. I declare that in each and every one of your lives today, Lord. That whatever is lacking in restoration, God bring it forth for your glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. What a blessing. Yes, come on up, Ty.
First and foremost, I would like to show my appreciation to our pastors. Thank you very much for this year. Thank you for your diligence, your love, and pouring upon the church. So I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys, and thank you. So, you go through a year. It doesn't matter what you go through, because we all go through, you know, different trials. We go through different things, right? But Brother Roger, that's exactly what it's about. This is what the season's about, is you get to the year, you get to the end of the year, no matter what you've gone through, you know, the bumps in the road, God gets you through, right? I mean, you look at the year and you go, thank you, Lord, right? I mean, we all know John 3:16, right? I don't need to quote it to you, but it says that God so loved the world, right? He loved us. They gave His only Son. That's what the Father gave. That's what Daddy gave us. Right? But Jesus gave us even more. He gave us the ability to walk in liberty, to walk in freedom. The healings that we just saw, He gives us that. That's His gift to us this Christmas. So it's like a double whammy. You know, you get the Son who died upon the cross for us, and you get the Son who also, you know, heals us and allows us to get through the year. And you know, I just thank the Lord for my family. I thank the Lord that He gets me through the year, you know, no matter what, you know, the trials are, no matter what, you know, situation, you know, that you have in your life. And we all go through different situations. We all go through different trials. And you know, they're all different. We all have different stories and different situations that we've gone through. My encouragement, church, is that this new year, don't let things bring you down. Let your faith stay strong. Let the Lord Jesus Christ be your encouragement. Let Him be your liberty by the which the law you stand fast on, the scripture says. So let's just be diligent in the Lord and get through the year, because God, when you see of Christmas in 2013, you're going to be standing here going, thank you, Lord, you got me through. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, church. And I just want to say thank you to my church. Thank you for being such a good family and good friends when, you know, we have needed, you know, needed you. You've stepped up to the plate, so God bless you. Thank you, church.
James and Yes are supposed to share. Is James up there? Yeah. Praise the Lord. We've had quite a few people that have come up. Hunter family.
It was in an atmosphere very similar to this that I remember almost 7 years ago, that we sat up here during a prophetic assembly, and the pastors that were praying over us, they were praying, you know, nice things, you know, when people prophesy over you, you get all excited. And we were getting ready to move to Seattle, and one of the prophets said something that was a little disturbing. And he said, I see you like an arrow, James. The Lord's going to shoot you. And we're like, yes, God, send us wherever you want to send us. And well, we already knew we were going to Seattle. So we're like, all right, God's sending us. And he said, oh, wait, but on that arrow, there's a string tied to the end of it, and God's going to pull you back. And we're like, no, really? And when we were in Seattle, we always thought that James would finish school and then we would come back right after that. And on the fourth year after he had finished school, we were like, we didn't feel it was time yet. And we felt that God, it was God who was going to pull us back. And we always said, we are people that hear God's voice and will be stirred when it's that time. And about this time last year, James said to me, so have you been, so where's God telling you that we're going to move next? And I'm like, what? I'm not moving anywhere. I love Seattle. We're settled. The kids are good. And I'm like, I'm not praying about moving. And he said, the Lord's really putting on my heart for us to move back. And which I knew was God, because James was the first one to not want to come back. But here we are. And God took us through like a year of great transition. And our kids are a lot bigger than they were when we left. And the girls are taller than me now. Aiden's almost there, as you can see with his hair. It's getting closer. But God's just done a really incredible work in our lives. He's changed us. But he's, more than anything, he's taught us about his love and his provision in times that we were so undeserving of it. And God has always just met every one of our needs. He did really incredible things, including giving us one more child while we were in Seattle. Ella, the little one, if you see her, she's behind us somewhere. She's over there. There she is. But God's just done some really great things in our lives. And he never ceases to amaze me with his love that is unending and is pretty scandalous over the hunters.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, wow. God has done a tremendous amount of stuff with us. Taught me a lot. And I never really know what to say getting up. And I'm like, man, it's like 1,000 things that, you know, you could talk about. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for Church on the Move. I'm thankful for Mike and Gay and the awesome things that God's doing with you guys and all the awesome changes that have happened. There's a lot of things that I've never said, so it's kind of cool to see the things that God has done, you know, and even way before, you know, when you see it and then you're like, this is lame. God's not coming through, man. And then like years later, you're like, why did you do it now? I don't this is really against what I wanted. But anyways, all that said, it's important to be sincere when you pray and to continue to expect it, because God does what you expect.
So how about that airplane food, eh?
Praise the Lord. Oh, you guys switched. Good. Come on up, guys. You didn't die. Good. Was that a reference to December 21st? Is that what that was? Okay. Because it's like the 23rd and we're still here, so praise God, right? Was anybody really even afraid? Couple, huh? Tim? Tried to tell Tim it's okay, but... All right. Wow, what a year for you guys.
Yeah. Thinking about sharing, I mean, it was making me tear up here playing guitar, because I'm a new person. That's some guy asked me at work. He's like, have you always been this into going to church and stuff? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, what happened to you? I said, I'm a new person. I said, I'm not the same guy that I was back here saying all this garbage a year ago. I'm a new man. I have a new purpose. I have a reason to live, a reason to take care of my family better than I ever have before. And just, it's crazy thinking about where God has taken us from. He's delivered us from so many horrible places, and horrible places physically, horrible places mentally. Our marriage was falling apart. I was a horrible dad. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we've had a lot of deliverance in our family, and we've just hit the ground running this year, really knowing what it is to be a lover of Christ, to really walk in His Spirit. And we've really embraced it so wholeheartedly because we were so lost and living in such a pit of hell, that this is freedom. This is freedom, and this really is a family. I didn't have any friends. I was so depressed and anxious and medicated and not happy. And I came here, and people loved me for who I was, not because I could do anything, you know. It was... we have a covenant. This is our covenant. Hank is our new baby. And he's our promise. This is what Pastor Gay said. He's our promise that our lives are changed. And when we see him, we remember that. And we know that. And the idea of being worthy to be a daughter or son of our high King, of our Christ, is so, I mean, you think, that's crazy. That just, how could he love me that much? And then, yeah, we see our children. We love them so much. Stephen said, I will do anything for our children. And he loves us so much more. Our God loves us so much more. And we are children of God. We are so worthy. We are righteous because His blood washes us clean. Yeah. And we are new creations in Christ. And we don't have to live in any of that old garbage anymore. It's done. It's over. And we are on a new path to change the world and make it a better place. We're not going to change the world. God's going to change the world, but He'll use us. And we're ready. Man, we're so ready. And we got the family to do it. We got the place to do it. We are totally equipped. Now we just need to do it. So thank you, family.
Praise the Lord. Man, this is Christmas. This is what it's about. Come on up. Praise God. Some new family members. Was it a couple weeks ago you came, Carmen? 3 weeks ago? And you said you used to drive by here? Just live down the street? I'll probably let you talk.
My name is Carmen. Carmenita, some people know me as. And I live just down the street. But I'm going to ask my youngest daughter to come up here. Our first introduction to this church came through this daughter. And years ago, when we first moved to Yakima, we lived in a duplex. But there was a gentleman that lived across the way. And I had just given my life to God and was on fire. I mean, God just moved in a mighty way in my life. I never ever would have ever thought that I would be in the position that I am to serve. You know, sometimes we beat ourselves up and we belittle ourselves. And I realized you don't have to be the sharpest tool in the shed. You need to be that handy tool that God can call on and he can just use you. But this girl here was playing out, and the neighbor next door brought over a flyer, and he used to attend church here, and he invited her to go to the camp. And so I sent her, you know, and that was kind of hard. That's my baby, and I run a summer camp. And I sent her, and she had a great time. And then we moved, and we just moved down the street. And I've been praying for a while now. God, please give us a church home. We need to be fed. And we decided we were going to come and see what this church was like. And we been coming ever since.
So for me, it's a bit different. Like, it was, I want to say October, and my boyfriend's saying, he's like, we need to find something to do. We need to go to church. We need to go to church. And I'm like, all right, we'll go to church. But before we decided we were going to church, my son got really sick, and we ended up going to Children's Hospital. It was just for a routine surgery. And it ended up being really bad. He stopped breathing, and doctors are coming in, and all I could do, because I'm not a doctor, I'm just a mom, I just started praying, my son's not breathing. I'm praying to God, like, come on, Jesus, we can do this, we can get past, we can get through this, and doctors are coming, teams are coming, and I'm like, oh, my baby, and I'm just praying, and my son's eyes open, and he's breathing again. I'm like, thank you, Lord Jesus. So I get home the following Sunday, or before Sunday, and I'm like, we're going to church. So we went to a different church, and now here we are at this church. This morning, my sister's staying for the weekend because she's home, and I get on my phone, it's like 9, and I'm like, oh, church starts at 10:30. Who can I call? Who can I invite to church? Who's going to church this morning? So I call my mom, like, are you going to church? And she's like, yeah, I'm already getting ready. So I call my friend, I'm like, hey, are you going to church? I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, laying in bed. I'm like, Mick, let's go to church. And so my friend Michaela came to church, and it just makes me feel really good that we can probably call this our church home now, because, like, I feel really good being here. My kids love it. So just want to say thank you all for making us feel welcome.
Welcome, family. Yes.
Hi, I'm new to this church. I was saved, I believe, years ago, but I was caught up in the enemy's trap of drugs and alcohol. Recently, I went to a deeper level with the Lord, and I've been delivered of drugs and alcohol through the blood of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. And I just love him so much. I've been really full of the Spirit for the last 3 days. And I asked the Lord yesterday morning to let me hear the Holy Spirit. Give me ears to hear your Spirit, because I don't know what your will is. And I want to be in your will. I want to do what you want me to do, not what Davina wants her to do. And some things happened, and I had made a plan to go and watch a movie that I used to be hooked on, murder mysteries. And there was a door to go through to watch them. And I said, I'll be back. I want to watch this with you. Well, on the way back from the store going to do that, I said, oh, wait a minute, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I was persistent. I said, Jesus, what do you want me to do? And I heard Be thou holy, for thou art holy. Thank you, Jesus. He also said, bind your mind to the mind of Christ. And I praise him because I heard the Spirit talk to me. And I praise Jesus with all of my heart. And I lift him up. For I am nothing. He is everything. Less of me, more of the Lord Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Okay, Moses, come on up. Moses and family. Come on up, Perez's. We had you guys on our long list. I just never had a chance to talk to you, so.
Bless you, everyone. 2013, with Christmas coming around, lots to be thankful for. My beautiful wife, my beautiful children, and learned the true meaning of Christmas. 2013, yeah, experienced some lows and some highs, but the Lord is faithful and good. And I guess reflecting back, I look back now and I thank God for everything. You know, being raised in the church, you read your word, you pray, you learn how to pray, you learn how to read. And being brought up in the church, you learn all that stuff. I knew how to pray, I knew how to read. But this year, out of all those years going to church, I finally learned how to implement those scriptures, prayer, into my life. In grown leaps and bounds, I've seen my children grow and move. And I'm thankful for that, that I didn't miss out on that. Because I was brought up in a believing home and seen all that implemented. And seen the works of God move in our family. And I said to myself, how am I showing my children? Just through motions. Yeah, read your word. Yeah, read the Bible, yeah. But did they see me reading it? No. Did they see me praying? No. Did I pray over them like my parents prayed over me? No. But this year I learned how to implement all that into my home. How to pray over my wife. How to pray over my children. And I'm thankful for that. I was thankful to see my my son Andrew give his life to the Lord, being led by my wife. All those things I'm thankful for. The enemy thought he had me down, but not this year. Never. You know, we learn how to walk and implement the word of God in your lives. You're a powerful person in the Lord. Don't ever give up. Be encouraged. No matter what the enemy throws at you, you got God on your side. He's already been defeated. That's the important lesson that I learned this year. He's already defeated. He's under our feet. We stand upon the word of God. You implement that into your life, and you watch how your life will be radically changed, as we've seen these testimonies up here. And I'm thankful for that. I have a church family who believes and was able to pray with us in our darkest hour and rejoice with us in our victories. And thank you very much, pastors, too, for being there for us, and all the leaders and all the friends in our church who are truly friends. You know, and I thank God for that. I'm thankful. God bless you.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I could be here all day, but you guys would be very bored. So, but I just want to thank God because, you know, just like Moses said, you know, even though we're not faithful, he is always faithful. And, you know, our past is not going to determine our future. And I just thank God for the newness that he's given us, this family, the new love and for his mercies that are new every day, and for my children. And even though Drew's not up here, but I do thank God for them, and I thank God because we're instilling in them, you know, the tools that they're going to need for when they grow up. Because I do believe that we're living in the last days, and we have to keep guard on our kids. And I just thank God for everything, and I thank God for my church family too. We love you all.
Praise the Lord. Okay, come on.
I'm going to start because I'll be quick. We have a lot to be thankful for. God has really worked in our life, especially in our family's life. I've seen, I don't know if everybody knows the story of Eric and Nancy, but real quick, like, I'm just going to tell you what they did, the faith of these people. They had a calling to go to, I don't even know what it is, some kind of ministry school, right? Yeah, in California. And they were living with us, and since this kid was born, he was with us, so it really hurt me. I really didn't want him to go. And it came down to that time, and I kept hoping that he wouldn't have a place to go and that he would change his mind. But it gets down to the day of moving, before moving, and he brings this U-Haul home, and I said, you guys have a place? And no. He actually loaded the U-Haul up, sat in our driveway for a day, and then he took off, no place to go. They stayed one day in a hotel, and God's provided ever since and blessed us mightily because of what they did. They Skype us all the time, and when my daughter would share what they're learning, and I would share with my family, lots of blessings have came that way. So my sisters, my mother, people at work, I tell them about her experiences, and they are touched too, and they feed that back with me. So
This year has been a great year of loss and gain for us. I lost my mom this year. But I know she's in heaven. And I gained a stronger relationship with my dad and my daughters who came to sit with me. And these two have been very strengthening for us because they insisted we do this family night for the last year and a half. Mario, you got to get up here because you're a part of this. And has been drawing Mario into faith and has drawn us together as a family. And this year we got to have them for Thanksgiving, even though they went to California. And we were going to have Valerie for Christmas. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'm happy with that, you know. But this year for Christmas, he blessed us with all of our children and our grandchildren. And I know that it's because we've been doing our best to walk in obedience. We didn't want this to happen, but we knew that the Lord had his hands in it and he would do it. And so, and then this year, we were blessed to be able to attend Financial Peace. And because of that, it strengthened me and my husband together. You know, it strengthened us as a team, you know, working on something that was two separate issues for us. So we're together as a team now in this, and we're able to do something for our family this year that we've talked about doing and never had the opportunity to do. And so I just want to say thank you to the Lord for using us. And it's snowing. Wow. And you know, for just bringing us together this year, and because he knew that, sorry, rabbit trail, he brought us together, he strengthened us, he had it. Listen, when the Lord is drawing you to be together with your family, no matter what, do it, because he's strengthening you for something, because there's going to be a journey that y'all are going to have to go on and be separate. You got to stay together with your family no matter what, and it's hard. Families, we hurt those that we love so much with our words, ignoring them, But we need to remember to pray for them at the same time and then pray for forgiveness and learn to walk in that and walk in love for our families, for our friends. We need to teach our children because, as Gina said, end days are here. And I'm not doing this, you know, doomsday thing, but our children need to know and see their parents and their aunts and their uncles and their grandparents walking in faith, walking in love, walking in forgiveness so they can get through this. So we can come through this and we can show Christ's love to those who don't understand it. It's like Mr. Bill said, they need to see it. And they'll see it if we walk in it. And one way that they watch us is our families. And how we treat our children, how we treat our spouses, how we treat our extended family, and how we treat our church, and how we treat our God. And when they see in us the light of God, that we are walking in that, then they are drawn to it. And so I just want to say thank you, Pastor Mike and Pastor Gay, for being a part of this with us and being there for our children when they needed to make this decision, and being there and praying with me and praying with Tim and praying for us. Thank you. And thank you, Church on the Move, all of you. It has been amazing to watch this little tiny church explode. It's amazing to me. And I'm just glad that every single one of you are here, and I'm thankful for all of you. And that's it.
You'll find something.
Hi. So, I've too have been mightily blessed. I didn't want to go, kind of, either. I knew I needed to, but to make that move to Bethel, it came down to the day before, and Eric's like, what do we do if we don't have a place to go? And I told him, you know, God, we have to say yes, no matter the cost, no matter what it looks like. Even if we don't have a place to go, we have to say yes, because we know that he's called us. Like, and we went, and we knew we had family that were discouraged by it and really hurt, but we knew that we needed to, and I'm so glad that we were obedient in that way, because even though it's been really hard, we really miss how easy it is to be at home and how easy it is to be loved and to love on people here, like this family. I mean, it's the most incredible thing, but I think for us, we've kind of really grown a true appreciation for the things that we had, because we didn't realize how much we really had till we left, and you don't have it quite like you do here. But also the walking in obedience, and it can be really, really rough. You come down to days where you don't know how you're going to pay your bills, how you're going to feed your kids, but you just know that you will. You know, God is good. He's been graceful every month. And I mean, my mom and dad, to see them being restored and our family getting stronger by the day, has just been a real reward. It would be worth doing this 1,000 times over.
Yeah, it has been hard, and I just want to say real quick that although God has shown up every month, there are days where it's not easy, and I don't want in any way for anybody to look at us and say, wow, they did it, that was super easy, because it hasn't been, and there are days I want to throw in the towel, and I want to quit, and call Pastor Mike, and I cry, and whatnot, but God has been faithful, and I'm so thankful for that. And I couldn't ask for a better father in heaven than God. And I really think that's important for everybody to know, that God loves you that much. And I don't love God because he gives me stuff and he provides rent and food and all that. But I love God, and in turn, these things happen. And I just want to touch on the family thing real quick, because I really feel like, you know, as we get closer to Christmas Eve and whatnot, I know we're going to be around people that we only see a couple times a year and whatnot, and it could be hard at times, and I really feel like we need to just start pulling the gold out of each other, like Jesus, start seeing people like Jesus sees people, and stop seeing them for with your natural eyes and see them with your spiritual eyes. And I think about the woman who was caught in adultery, and I think John 8 it was, and they brought this woman, and they expected Jesus to judge her, and they were ready to throw stones at this woman. And Jesus, he told them, for those who haven't sinned, the first one who hasn't sinned, throw the first stone. And all of them, one by one, left. And Jesus didn't look at her and start, like, telling her what she already knew, that she was an adult, that she was an adulterer, and that she was this and that. She already knew that stuff. He said, he told her that she was forgiven and to go sin no more. And I really feel like that's what we need to start telling people. We need to just start stop telling them the crap they already know, because they already know that. They already know that they have junk. They already know that they messed up. They already know that they've made mistakes. We don't need to remind them. That's not our job. Our job is to say, you're loved by a Father in heaven. Jesus loves you. He loves you, and I know that because he loves me, and I have junk, and he still loves me. So let's begin doing that, and not just for the next 2 days, but continuing doing that, because people need to see Jesus through us. That's why we're here. We're here to show Jesus through the love that he's instilled in us. And we're all here. We all received Christ because somebody in one way or another pulled the gold out of you, said, I don't care what you have going on. Come with me, because I know somebody who loves you more than ever in heaven. Do you want to say something else? All right.
I hear a big amen, Aaron Mario. All that said, right, brother? Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, go and you just be the light, because you are the light. Jesus says, I'm the light of the world as long as I'm here. And then we know that he went to be with the Father. So guess what he left as the light of the world? You and I. And so let your light shine so bright these next 2 days, but then from now on, that people see the good works and the love that you display, because God loves you. And they'll glorify God, and I believe they'll be drawn to him, just as we've heard today. God bless you all. I love you, and I'm so excited to see what 2013 brings to this family of God. Be blessed. Merry Christmas.